morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to the Cheesehead TV talk show, Railbird Central, right here on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, and we are wrapping up a Green Bay Packers 25-14 victory over the Atlanta Falcons on national TV last night, Sunday Night Football on NBC. Packers are 5-0. What more can you say? I have to apologize to everyone. Tight end Tom Crabtree is not going to be on the show this morning. We're letting him sleep in after a Sunday night game. I think I heard he got home around 5 a.m. I think we can let the guy sleep in today. He deserves it, right? Maybe if they lost, we would call him and woke him up. I'm just kidding, but we'll let Tom sleep in today. He deserves it. But we're up. The rest of us workaday people. Not that Tom isn't working. But we're up this morning, and we're talking about a Packers victory. And I titled the show, The Defense Turns It Around. How good was the defense last night? I said it before, you hoped that the defense turned a corner after playing so poorly, or at least giving up a lot of yards early in the year, first four games, you know, and it looked like to be the same way through the first quarter yesterday. Looked as if that would continue, but they really turned it around, and the Packers are rolling now. Question on the live blog from LynnDickey12. Word on Cliffy, blog a prognosis. All we know right now is Chad Clifton has a hamstring injury. They've confirmed that. But as for the extent or the severity of the injury, we do not know much more than that yet. There's a press conference at 3 p.m. today. Head coach Mike McCarthy will give an update on Chad Clifton. Then, as for Brian Bulaga, he says he's ready to go. That's the word from Mike McCarthy. You have to imagine Brian Bulaga is close to returning. And if all things being equal, I'm sure they'd really like to get him back now that Chad Clifton is injured. Just from the looks of things, I have to imagine that Chad Clifton's injury is not good. You know, and just the way they like to be cautious with players, I'm thinking, and again, this is nothing official, this is my thoughts based upon what I saw, Chad Clifton laying on the turf, not coming back. He's going to be out a couple weeks, at least. You know, I just, from my uninformed point of view, I would say he's going to be out till after the bye week. I mean, the Packers only, what do they have? They have... Is it only two games? Two more games? And then the bye? So if they can get by 2 weeks without him, he's got that extra week to heal up and then come back after that. So, I mean, really, that's almost like a month off if we don't see Chad Clifton until after the bye week. That'd be like a month off. And you know, that's a good amount of time to heal from a hamstring injury. Is it enough time at his advanced age? You know, relative terms as far as a football player goes, who's now in, what, his 12th year in the NFL? Something like that? We will see. I thought the bye week came at a perfect time this year, didn't it? Well, you know, what is it, 7 weeks? So just less than halfway through the season, you get a bye. And then you're ready for the stretch run, you know, the last nine games of the year. I just thought it came at a good time this year. That's about when you want your bye week. Yeah, some teams already have their bye week. It seems early. I mean, the bye weeks are what they are. I mean, you can't, some teams have to have them early, some teams have to have them late. It's just the way it is. And, I mean, you can't avoid it if you have an early one or a late one, but... I think the Packers comes at a really good time this year. But anyway, Let's talk about the victory yesterday. The defense, on last night's post-game show, I recapped some of the individual statistics of the Packers. I kind of wanted to recap a couple individual statistics of the Falcons just to show how good the Packers defense played. Here's what Matt Ryan did last night. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan, 18 of 32, 167 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. That's a passer rating of 55.1. Aaron Rodgers more than doubled the passer rating of Matt Ryan last night. More than doubled. Of course, Aaron Rodgers didn't throw an interception once again. Aaron Rodgers, one interception on the season. Five games, one interception. In the rushing department, Michael Turner, 16 carries for 56 yards on the night, had a touchdown. But how many of those came just in the first quarter? Just in the first quarter alone. I don't have the time to look that up myself, but, you know, what, nearly all of them? Julio Jones, one carry for 17 yards on that kind of, do you want to call it a reverse? I don't even know if it's technically a reverse. I suppose it is. It was kind of an inside handoff, though, wasn't it? Anyway, Jaquizz Rodgers, one carry for 11 yards. I mean, there's, Falcons had 95 yards total and, 56 of them by Turner, which is what counts, I think. And they held them the second half. In the receiving department, I mean, Tony Gonzalez and Roddy White got the reception, six each. Roddy White had a touchdown. But, I mean, it's, nobody had over 100 yards for the Falcons receivers. And the Packers, once again, win the turnover battle. Midwest fan says Rodgers has two INTs. That's right. I forget that one last week where it went off James Jones' hands. And, it's one of those that probably shouldn't have been an interception, but was anyway. But it was Rodgers' fault. I think he overthrew James Jones, but regardless, had it not bounced off the hands and up into the air, it shouldn't have been an interception. Anyhow, still amazing, though. I mean, Rodgers, despite two interceptions, as a passer rating well over 100 this year. Revolution points it out here on our live blog. 36 yards in the first half for Turner. There you go. I mean, those yards in the second half were pretty much meaningless. I mean, they didn't result in many first downs for the Falcons. That is for sure. If you want to call into the show, by all means, the phone number is area code 646-797-2909. Try to throw it up here. There we go. 646-797-2909. You want to be the guest on our show today? Feel free. We don't have Tom Crabtree, so we'll have you on the show. Excited. Later this week, we're going to have a guest on the show. We're going to have the strength and conditioning coach for Middle Tennessee State University. Guy who trained outside linebackers Eric Walden and Jamari Lattimore. How weird is that, kind of? The Packers have two players, both play the same position, outside linebacker, both from the same school, Middle Tennessee State, that's, not really known for producing tons of pro prospects. Not that they can't and haven't. But, so the trainer who trained these guys in the offseason, going to be talking to him. Excited for that later this week. Also, I just had to point this out here. Pretty soon, got permission from a record label, Psy Fidelity Records. We're going to be playing their music here on Railbird Central, kind of our intros, outros, our bumper music, coming back from commercial occasionally when we do that. So I'm excited for that. We got permission from Psy Fidelity Records to use their music on this show. And so I can't wait to do that later this week. Comment from Ray on the live blog. The game kind of went the same as the playoff game. Falcons had a chance to really take the game away early. They did. They had a chance. I mean, when it was up 14-0 and the Packers' offense was sputtering, I mean, you really thought, wow, this could be the Packers' first loss of the year. It was those long, sustained drives, those first two drives by the Falcons. I mean, they were just efficient. They were getting it done the first two drives with both the pass and the run. I mean, they were just converting first down after first down. They were taking time off the clock. And we figured it out. In the first half, there were six possessions in the first half, not counting the kneel down. There was one kneel down play right before halftime. Don't count that. Six possessions. So both the teams were just absolutely eating up the clock. That's about as few as you can get in NFL history. Comment from Kevin on our live blog. How about Raji talking about how the Falcons like to hit late? Yeah, there's no love lost between these two teams, that's for sure. You know, and Raji was kind of talking a lot this week, but, you know, it was in response mostly to comments from the Falcons. You know, I think it all got started this offseason when Roddy White said, you know, he thought the Falcons were the better team. You know, the Falcons lose to the Packers in the playoffs, and now they lose to the Packers in the regular season. You know, Roddy White had better be careful here what he talks about. And so I think that kind of got started, and Aaron Rodgers had to answer questions about Roddy White this week. B.J. Raji had to answer questions, and, you know, basically, you know, saying, we're the better team, and, you know, we've proven it, and, you know, Packers proved it on the field last night as well. But, the Packers just, what can you say? 5-0, what more can you say? That is fantastic, is it not? The only team that's 5-0 right now, they're a half game ahead of the Detroit Lions, who play tonight on Monday Night Football. Another division north foe. They play against the Bears. That'll be big. Question from Kevin on the live blog. Do you think the Pack will put Collins on IR this week and sign an offensive tackle, a.k.a. Tony Moll? I don't know what's in the Packers' minds regarding Nick Collins. I mean, if they wanted, they could have made that move last week, and they didn't. I mean, interesting comment last night from announcer Chris Collinsworth, you know, saying by not putting Collins on injured reserve, the Packers are leaving open the possibility that he could come back for the postseason. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know if he actually talked to somebody and they said that. You think about Nick Collins. He just had surgery on his neck. You have to think that's not an option, is it? I mean, I realize there's, you know, almost 3 months between now and early January when the playoffs start. But wow. I mean, you have to figure out sometime the Packers are going to make a move. I mean, with this Chad Clifton injury, this might be the place where they might, you know, sign another offensive lineman because they need the depth there. You know, whether it's Tony Moll, I don't know. You know, former Packer who they worked out a week or two ago. Could be. I speculated that it could be Mark Tauscher even. I would think that would only be a case in which maybe Chad Clifton is done for the year, in which they want to bring a veteran, knows the system. We'll see. Or it could be one of the guys from the practice squad, Ray Dominguez, just, you know, to throw a name out there. Comment from DJ Protege on our live blog, how about Marshall Newhouse? Yeah, I mean, how good has Marshall Newhouse been, you know, filling in for first Brian Bulaga on the right side, then moving over to left tackle yesterday when Chad Clifton got injured? I mean, wow. It's Marshall Newhouse is just, you know, he's not playing flawlessly by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. But I mean, you know, considering these circumstances, they're amazing. I mean, you go back to the game Brian Bulaga got injured, in which he was injured early in the game as well. It's not like these injuries are occurring in the fourth quarter. I mean, they're occurring early in the game. And you know, I'm sure Marshall Newhouse took very few practice reps at right tackle that week. What was that, week three? And, you know, he steps in, does well, considering the circumstances. And then this week, you have to once again imagine Marshall Newhouse took almost all the practice reps at right tackle, seeing as that's where he was going to get the start. And he shifts over to left, and Derek Sherrod steps in right and does good himself. Again, not flawless, but I mean, look at the circumstances. You are down 14-0 on the road against a decent team. And, you know, it's... Wow. DJ Protege says our tight ends blocked very well last night, even Finley. With the exception of maybe DJ Williams, I would say. He had a little bit of a rough night, but again, that was DJ Williams' first extended time. He did lay the one guy out. I will give him that. But, you know, up and down night for DJ Williams, we'll say. Up and down. But again, a rookie, first extended playing time on offense. With Andrew Corliss out with an injury last night, DJ Williams got to play quite a bit. And you know, he's only going to improve the more time he gets. So, I mean, you know, considering. But, I mean, yeah, Finley doing a good job. Crabtree doing his usual good job blocking. And how about all those guys getting involved in the passing game as well? Aaron Rodgers spreading it out to 12 guys. You know, prior to this game, prior to week five, tight ends not named JerMichael Finley had one catch on the season. And last night, you know, all of a sudden, Tom Crabtree gets a nice 15-yard first down pass. And DJ Williams gets the first reception of his career. Revolution MBK on our live blog. Alex Green appearance. He catches a screen pass, you know, getting a little bit of action on third down. Was that his only play, though? It's kind of odd, wasn't it? I suppose there. It's kind of like, you know, almost last year when they had Dimitri Nance. They're finding just, you know, these guys are not ready to play much yet. So what they do is they, you know, get them, they'll, you know, practice a few plays during the week in which they know their assignments and can do them. And they'll bust out those, you know, one or two plays in which they can actually do their job. So baby steps with guys like Alex Green, baby steps. Saw action on offense for the first time here. Well, I guess he did the previous week at the end, due the end of the blowout. Baby steps, though, baby steps. They'll improve. Interesting here. Jamie, our moderator, extraordinaire, on a live blog, pointing out Larrivee just cleared up the weird penalty on the Cobb fair catch. Packers coming onto the field. Yeah, I mean, that was weird. And here we go. Apparently the Packers have been warned twice not to come onto the field. Weird. Wait, was it the offense coming onto the field? I don't understand, because obviously at the change of possession, you know, the offense comes onto the field. Are they coming out too fast? Or you know, I think I heard somebody actually say Sean Slocum was on the field. I don't know, you know, because the coach was on the field. I don't know. So that was a weird call. I just don't know what was going on last night. Some of those calls, You know, Jeff Triplett, the official, was getting had more than his fair share of venom coming from the fans, from Green Bay Packers fans, Midwest fans, as I think Jeff Triplett just hates the Packers. You know, I hate to blame the officials. I hate going there. But, I mean, that call with Cobb was just weird. You know, I'm so torn about Chris Collinsworth as an announcer. I think he can do a really good job sometimes. And others, I'm just not sure. You know, Collinsworth was you know, grasping at straws when that call happened, saying Randall Cobb called for the fair catch late. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, how can you call a fair catch late? I mean, I realize you could, you know, do it as soon as the punt left the punter's foot. I mean, so he waits a little bit longer. But I mean, it. First of all, to me, it didn't seem like he waited any longer than most other people do. And second of all, I mean, who cares? As long as you call for the fair catch, I know no rule in the NFL that says when you have to call it by. So, I suppose Chris Collinsworth was just like the rest of us and kind of confused by that call. But, I mean, you know, let's be real here. I mean, don't speculate on the timing of a fair catch call. When, I mean, as far as I know, there are no rules on that, against that, anyhow. Sometimes it just confuses me. And then before, you know, before the game, or early in the game, talking about Nick Collins and perhaps not, you know, putting him on IR so he can be back for the playoffs. I mean, where's that coming from? Did you hear that from someone? So those were two occasions in which I didn't like what Chris Collinsworth said last night. But I do think there are some times in which he can analyze the game and does it in a pretty good way. I just remember two occasions in the season opener. Remember the Thursday night game against the Saints, in which he pointed out, first of all, the reach blocking by center Scott Wells and how good of a job he was doing, and then to point out the blocking of tight end Tom Crabtree, a guy who rarely touches the ball on offense. I mean, those showed some insight and some knowledge of the game. And, you know, that's what a good analyst does. Those guys who have played the game in the NFL or at least have a deep knowledge of it, you know, that's what they're supposed to do. Point out things like that. So, you know, hopefully it was just an off game for Collins or for me. But, hey, once again here, Packers victorious, 25-14. A little bit of reversal, you know, not by huge extent by any means here, but a little bit of a reversal between the offense and defense from what we've seen so far this season. It was the offense that was unstoppable the first 4 weeks. I mean, the Packers putting up 400, even 500 yards in, you know, in a showing. And the Packers defense giving up yards by the boatload. And then last night, you know, after the first quarter, kind of changed a little bit. I mean, the Packers offense did get going late, but, you know, they weren't their usual explosive self. You know, the fewest point output of the year. You know, 25 points for the Packers, and, you know, that's good for most teams. It was obviously good enough for the Packers to win last night. But then the defense really nailing it down in the last three quarters. Really, you know, giving Matt Ryan a tough time. And, you know, stopping the Falcons' running game as well. I mean, late in the game, they didn't run too much when they had to play catch up late in the game. But, wow. So, I think you're seeing a regression toward the mean for both the offense and the defense. I mean, I still think the Packers' offense is going to be highly explosive this year against many, many teams. And, you know, I don't know how they don't drop a ton of points on the St. Louis Rams upcoming this week. I looked it up right before the show. The Packers' defense overall, in terms of yards per game given up, I think they're 12th from the bottom now. Let's see, what is that? 32 teams, they rank 20th overall, something like that. Which is an improvement. You know, they're still down low against the pass. Fourth from the bottom. But I think they were at the very bottom for a while. So, you know, trending in the right direction for the Packers defense. Midwest fan comments on the live blog. This week's game is going to be ugly in a good way. Those of you who are regular viewers, readers of CheeseheadTV.com, hope you can make the throwback weekend this week at Lambeau Field, well, in Green Bay, in the vicinity. On Saturday night, we're having the tweet up at the Abbey Bar in De Pere, Wisconsin, right next to Green Bay. De Pere, home to the Green Bay Packers training camp, St. Norbert, St. Norbert College. But yeah, Abbey Bar, Saturday night. What are we at? 7 p.m., I think, 7 p.m.? And so having a public tweet up, you know, it's going to be a great time. We're providing the beer. If you want to give a donation, we will gladly accept that. We are, you know, any donations we get, we're donating the profits from the proceeds to the Wisconsin Autism Foundation Association project, something like that. So we're providing the beer. And then Saturday, so that's Saturday. On Sunday, tailgate before the game at the Green Bay Distillery, right next to Lambeau Field, right next to Ray Nitschke Practice Field. Hope you can make it. Please come out. Everyone is invited. This is a public thing. Please stop by, say hello, say hi. The crew from Cheesehead TV will be there. The crew from PocketDoppler.com will be there. Anyone who's anyone's going to be there. And we're really excited about it. And just going to be a good social time. At the tailgate on Sunday, we're providing the brats and the burgers. We're providing the beer. And everybody else is bringing a side dish to pass. But, you know, once again, I mean, stop on by, get yourself a free beer and a free brat, and say hello, and it's going to be just a fantastic, fantastic time. And after the game as well, tailgating goes on after the game, hopefully celebrating a Packers victory over the St. Louis Rams this week, and a Brewers victory over the St. Louis Cardinals as well. I know Midwest fan is watching the show here, the St. Louis Cardinals fan. David, you're going down. I hate to say it. That's what this soapbox gets me. I can make fun of Midwest fan. He can do nothing about it. Nothing. Your Cardinals are going down, David. But we find the common, the middle ground with here with the Packers, right? That's the good thing. That's the focus of this website here at CheeseheadTV.com. Packers victory over the Atlanta Falcons last night, 5-0, setting themselves up for the best record in the NFL, pending the outcome tonight when the Detroit Lions face the Chicago Bears. Be an interesting night of sports watching, sports viewing tonight on television. For those who won't be going to the games, you know, if you're a baseball fan or Brewers fan, you'll be watching them and checking in the commercials at the Monday Night Football game, or vice versa. If you're a football fan and first and foremost, and you'll be checking in the commercials into the NLCS, and just another great night. It just, sports viewing lately has just been wow. I mean, I've never watched this much sports in my life at one time, I don't think, between the Brewers and the Packers and the Badgers, and you name it, and everything else going along with NFL football, college football, et cetera, et cetera. Wow, great time to be a sports fan. So, folks, thanks for joining us here on Railbird Central this morning here on CheeseheadTV.com. We'll be back on Wednesday morning once again for the next episode of Railbird Central. And, check out the coverage all week here at CheeseheadTV.com for our moderator, Jamie Jors. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We will see you later in the week. Go Pack Go. See you this weekend at Throwback Weekend. All right? See ya.